Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, William. So I'm going to be talking about a project that was conducted by Dr. Wonsoon Kim, who couldn't be here today to present on this work. So the slides and the work come from him. He's at the University of Seoul. And the reason I'm presenting it is he was on sabbatical at UC Davis at the same time as me back in spring 2016. So we got to work together on a lettuce project that I presented earlier today. And now I'll be presenting the results of his work with light spectrum effects on edible pansy. And he's interested in edible flower pansy as a high-value potential crop, so typically used as a garnish in salads and dishes, and they can go for $60 to $70 per 50 flowers. Various colors, and actually a nice mild sweet flavor with polyphenolic compounds and antioxidant compounds. So a nice value-added product for floriculture production. So the objectives of this particular experiment were to look at a few different lighting treatments under sole source lighting to look for potential benefits of either far red light to promote earliness to flowering or number of flowers, as well as to look at potential effects of UVA LEDs as part of kind of exploratory research looking at the practical possibility of indoor production of edible pansies. And so in the project, we used cultivar Viola Sorbet from Pan American. These were grown for 60 days prior to the treatment period. So they were originally in 128 cell plug trays, transplanted into 3-inch pots with UC mix when they reached the 10-leaf stage. And these were grown under sole source white LEDs, providing 180 micromoles per meter squared per second PPFD. After 60 days, the plants had on average 22 leaves. And these were then moved into these four different lighting treatments, which I will explain. And these light treatments were provided in 2-foot by 4-foot lighting shelves. There were 10 replicate plants per treatment. And during this 42-day lighting treatment period, flowers were harvested from the plants at 6 different time periods. And in all of the different light treatments, lights were on for 18 hours a day. The intensity of the lights were adjusted so that they provided 180 micromoles per meter squared per second PPFD, which resulted in a daily light integral of almost 12 moles per meter squared per day. And so here are the four lighting treatments, and then sunlight we did not have as a treatment. It's just there as a comparison to see how the spectrum of the light we used compared to sunlight. So our first treatment had what consisted of red and blue with about 70% red, 30% blue. The second lighting treatment contained 52% of its total energy from red and 26% of the total energy from blue and 22% from far red light. Still, its total PPFD was the same, 180 micromoles PPFD. So this was about 40 micromoles far red light that was provided. The third lighting treatment had red and blue light, again providing that 180 micromoles PPFD. As well, 6% of its energy came from these UVA LEDs, and I'll show you their spectra in a moment here. And then our white was a phosphor-coated blue LED with a peak in blue and then an extended peak in the green and red region. And so again, we have sun as the reference here, but then we have the four different lighting treatments, which I want to point out. So treatment number one was the red and blue treatment with a blue peak around 450 nanometers and a red peak around 670 nanometers. And then that was the same for the red-blue far red treatment, where we have the blue and the red peak and then a peak at about 740 nanometers in far red light. For the treatment number three, which included UVA, you can see here the peak from UVA at about 390 nanometers, and then also having the same peaks in blue and red as the three previous treatments. And then finally, the white LEDs, as you can see, they had a peak in blue, about 445 nanometers, and then a wider range stretching out into the green and red. Temperatures were recorded during the treatments and were relatively close, slightly warmer in the far red treatment, and relative humidity was a little bit higher in the UV treatment. So these were what the plants looked like by the end of the experiment, and I'll show you what their different harvest parameters looked like. But visually, you can see the far red plants were taller, so that stem elongation effect of far red light. And we have somewhat more compact plants under the UV treatment. In terms of edible flower yield, what we found is that far red light, at least in this case, where we started the treatments 60 days after germination of the plants, we didn't see any earlier flowering under the far red treatment, which is shown in yellow here. But over the course of the 42-day treatment period, we actually saw about double the amount of flowers that we were able to harvest out of the experiment, so about 55 flowers per plant, versus the other three treatments had the same number of flowers that were harvested out of them. We did see, in terms of looking at the flowers, there were a few more misshapen flowers in the white treatment as compared to the other three treatments. In terms of flower fresh weight, that closely matched number of flowers that were harvested from each plant. So again, we saw about a doubling in flower fresh weight from the far red treatment as compared to the three other treatments. In terms of shoot growth, the main thing to point out, so we measured shoot height, shoot width, fresh weight, and dry weight. And what we're seeing, again, is the far red treatment gave us greater shoot growth in the measured parameters as compared to the other light treatments. So we did not actually see a shorter shoot height with the UVA treatment. We did see slightly lower shoot dry weight with the UV treatment as compared to white as well as the far red. In terms of flower quality parameters that were measured, which were fresh weight, petal fresh weight, and petal size, these were not statistically different between the four different lighting treatments. And Dr. Kim also was able to measure anthocyanin content. This was just gross anthocyanins using a colorimetric method. And found that the UVA treatment did lead to slightly higher anthocyanin content than the red-blue far-red treatment or the white treatment. And just a close-up of what the treatment 3, the red-blue UV light treatment on the left, and treatment 4, the white on the right. And so maybe if you look at the flowers just right, you can see that there is a darker pigment to the flowers with the UVA treatment. And so maybe this could also be a useful treatment for growers trying to produce nice, vivid flower color prior to marketing them. So to summarize the experiment, flower yield was the highest in treatment number 2, which was the one with far red light, with about twice the number of total harvested flowers, as well as twice the amount of fresh weight for the flowers. Shoot extension growth was highest in treatment 2, lowest in treatment 3, although treatment 3 was the UV treatment was not statistically significantly different from the red-blue treatment or the white treatment. Measures of flower quality, flower size were not significantly affected by these four different lighting treatments. And then petal color, however, was with higher anthocyanin content in the UV treatment. It was quite an interesting finding with the higher number of flowers in the far red light treatment. And so it'd be interesting to continue to do more research to look for what those causes of those effects are. So again, could be relating to the activity of phytochrome, as has been discussed previously, as well. It could be the Emerson effect, which contributes perhaps to slightly greater photosynthesis in the plant, could lead to more accumulated biomass by those plants and thus more flowers as well. So there'll be, I think, interesting follow-up experiments that could be done to address the reasons for this. And I'd like to end by acknowledging the lab of Dr. Heiner Leith. And so the scientist that led this experiment, Dr. Wonsoon Kim, is here on the right with his wife. I'm here with my family in the front, and Dr. Wonsoon Kim's son is a great teenage mentor for my kids. So thank you, and I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes, Jake. Taste test. That would be an excellent question. I don't actually know the answer to that. Eric.
You know, if you looked at flower buds and not flowers.
Right. The question is whether flower buds were looked at and not just open flowers. Presumably, yes, but I don't have the data here in front of me. And then I'm not sure exactly why day 42 was the cutoff for terminating the experiment. The plants still look nice, and presumably flowers could have been continued to harvest over a longer period of time. But one thing, I found it interesting that others have reported earlier flowering with far red light, and we didn't necessarily see that in this experiment. But I think maybe a large reason for that could be the initial flower initiation had occurred during that 60-day seedling growth period, and it was under a long-day photo period. Thank you.